We're in Simen Yud Beis. We're up to Seif Yud Aleph. Just a reminder that at this time, all the discussions in Simen Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis are abbreviated. Be'ezer Hashem, in the next Machzor, they will receive a fuller treatment. Says the Kesis in Seif Yud Aleph, Hayatzarech Lichtev Eloikechem. If a Sefer was supposed to write the word Eloikechem, V'shochach Lichtev Eshachof, and he forgot to write the chaf of Eloikechem. So what does it say now? V'nimtza kosov shom Eloikim. And now it says over there, V'nimtza kosov shem Eloikim. And either one is correct. And it says over there now, instead of Eloikechem, it says Eloikim. Nearly, the osur limchaik es hamem. The question is, since the mem doesn't belong there, it's supposed to say Eloikechem, and he forgot to write the chaf, so maybe the mem now is a mistake, and he can erase the mem. Merely the osur limchaik es hamem. He cannot erase the mem v'lichtoiv chaf mem, and to insert a chaf in a mem. The Kesis does not allow it. In Sifkot Ches, he explains that he was mesupik about this, because since there's a mokim to say that inasmuch as he was not mechaven to write the shem Elohim, so it should be similar to someone who was mechaven to write Yehuda and left out the Dalet. And over there we said that it can be corrected by erasing the Dalet hay and just or by erasing the hay and turning the Dalet into a hay. So over here also where he was not mechaven to write the Shem Elohim, so maybe it should be mutter to erase the mem. Now even though over here he was mechaven to write Eloikechem, nevertheless he was only mechaven that the chof and the mem should be nitfalim. And now the mem is part of the shem Eloikai, making it Eloikim, and that was really never his kavana. He never wanted the mem to be part of the shem itself. He just wanted it to be a nitfal. And for this reason, it would seem that it should be mutter to erase the mem and fill in instead a chaf and a mem. That's what the Kesis wants to say. The other side is that Lamaisa, he meant to write a shem, and now there is a shem there. So it should be usur to erase. Unlike the case of Yehuda, where he was never mechaven to write a shem. In other words, again, over here, he was mechaven to write Eloikechem, and he wrote Eloikechem. So in Azak case, so it should be usur. Mashenken, in the case of Yehuda, over there, he was never mechaven to write a shem, so it should be different. He says he cannot find the makor to be machria this suffik. And that's why he was mesupik. However, he says that there is a tshuva in the Bach, and the Bach discusses this case where the chaf of Eloikechem is toloi. So if the chaf of Eloikechem is toloi, that means that apparently that sefer forgot to write the chaf, and he filled in the chaf with Taliyah. So it's mamash our case. He forgot to write the chaf. He had Eloikim, and then he was toile the chaf. So the Bach says he would not have told this sefer to be toile the chaf. Rather, he would have said to be goynes the entire Yiriya, because we're not toile a nitfal lechatchila, you don't do such a thing, and mele is better to be goynes the entire Yiriya. So the Lishka then has a whole pilpul trying to figure out what the Bach would have held in all different kinds of cases, and he says very difficult to try and figure out what the Bach would have held if he meant to write Eloikim, not just that he forgot to write the Chof, etc., etc. Ayin Sham in the Hemshich of the Lishka over here, where he has, again, a ganze pilpul to try and figure out what the Bach would have held about different cases. But Lemaisa, nothing is mefurish. All we know is that the Bach said to be going is the area because lechatchila you shouldn't be tolei, but we don't know if the Bach held that there's an issa to erase, if the Bach did not hold there's an issa to erase. It's not, these things are not clear, it's all guesswork. So the bottom line is, the Lishka says that he believes that it's aser to erase the mem and to write the chaf mem, and that's why he wrote in this on top, nearly the aser limchaik as ha mem v'lichtoiv chaf mem. In other words, initially he was mesupik. It sounds like he still has a shtickle of sofik, but lemaisa, he's more noita lahachmer, and that's why he says him in Simen Yud Beis, Sif Yud Aleph, that in such a case, one would not be permitted to erase the mem. We're in Simen Yud Beis, Sif Yud Beis. Just a reminder that at this time, Simanim Yud, Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis are receiving an abridged treatment, Bezer Hashem. In the next Machzor, they will receive a fuller treatment. Says the Kesis, Simen Yud Beis, Sif Yud Beis. Im Nimtza Yud Shel Hashem Gedoyla Yaser Min HaRoy. If you find the Yud of the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is too large, Ad Sheniris Kamei Resh, and it looks like a Resh Ketana. V'atine Kaira Resh, and indeed, Atine calls it a Resh, nearly. Heinem Yigreid Oysa V'yichtav Michodosh Yud, Rakshi Yehei Nizer V'gredosei Shaloitehei B'shum Pam Tzures Yud Elea. Heinem Yataki Noisa V'dyoi L'shem Kedushas Hashem, Ad Shetekabal Tzures Yud, Shaper Domi. There are two ways, says the Kesis, that this could be fixed. The first way is, you can erase it and write a new Yud. And when you do that, you just have to be careful that at no time does it look like a Yud. Again, because now it looks like a Resh. So you erase it in a way that it never takes on the Tzures Yud. That's option A. Option B is that you can fix it with Dyoi by thickening the letter such that it changes in from a Resh into a Yud. And either way, the Kesis says, would be fine. The Kol Hashem B'Kedushasai, and the Hey, Vav, Hey, which are after the Yud, automatically will become Kaddish, and you have a Shem Hashem. V'chein, im nimtza Yud Shel Hashem, asher ho'oiktsin shelo arukim, v'hatine koyraches, if you have a Yud of a Shem Hashem, that the oiktsim of the Yud are long, and now it looks like a ches instead of a Yud, im efshe l'takna v'dyoi, if it can be fixed with Dyoi by extending the right leg and thickening the head, so yatakna, you can fix it that way, the imba lagarda, and if you'd like to erase it, so you can do that, just tzarech lagarda, ba'ofen shebashum pam la'iya la'atzuras yud, erase it in a way that at no point does it ever look like a yud. Obviously, the easiest way to do that is to first erase the right leg, and then the reish, and then the left leg. Now, im yudei ha'alfin noigin begag yoysim in aroi, in a case where you have what's called a kav moshech b'shove, so for that, ayin chakira hey, where it's discussed if and how that can be corrected. Now the Lishkas HaSefer and Sifkot and Tes brings the following. He says that the Ginas Vradim was asked about this exact case of a Yud in a Shem Hashem, that Yud Kei Vav Kei, that the Yud looked like a Resh. And he replied that the Shem has no Kedusha at all, because since the first Yud was Pasul, so the rest of the Shem was never Niskadish, because the first Yud looked like a Resh. So when you wrote the Hey Vav Hey, it wasn't Niskadish. So now that he's being Mekadish it and writing the Yud, it's like being Makdish Balei Mumin LeMizbeach, because there was never a Shem Hashem there. And the Ginas Vradim brings a Raya from the Masas Binyamin, who says that when a Sefer wrote Eleikenu and he left out the Yud, it's mutter to erase the Nun and the Vav, since one can't say that the Shem was Mekadish it, because he left out the Yud of Eleikenu, so the Nun Vav wasn't Niskadish, and Mele you can erase the Nun and the Vav, so you see that there's no Kedusha there. However, the Shoyal in the Ginas Vradim argues on the Ginas Vradim, and he paskins like the Kesis says over here, and the Dvar Shmuel also paskins like the Kesis says over here. And the Kesis says, the Lishka says over here in Sifkot and Tes, that Avada the Iker is like what he's saying, and not like the Ginas Vradim. Why? He says, because the Raya from the Masas Binyamin is not a Raya, because over there you're talking about the Shem Eleikenu, and the Oisius Nitfalim, the Nun and the Vav, only have Kedusha because of a Shem. And in that case, there's no Shem Hashem because it's missing the Yud. As opposed to our case, where once you put in the Yud, you do have a Shem. You have the Hey Vav Hey. So there's no problem Be'etzem with the Shem over here. You just need to put a Yud there. Number two, the Nun and the Vav are in a place where they can't absorb Kedusha because there's no Yud by Eleikenu. So the Nun and the Vav are not doing anything there. As opposed to our case where the Hey, Vav, Hey, they're in the right place. They're just waiting for the Yud to be put in to the right place before it. And number three, says the Lishka, the fact that the Hey, Vav, and the Hey are Mutter B'mechika, that doesn't mean that they can't absorb Kedusha. Now, Zayin Hanami, as long as the Yud looks like a Resh, so you're right, the Hey Vav and Hey can be Nimchak, but that doesn't mean that they can't become Niskadish. And indeed, we said this earlier in the Lishka in Sifkot and Dalid, we were talking about the Zichron and Yosef, that we said that there's a concept of Mitla Tolei V'Koi, and he's already proved, says the Lishka, that the Ramami Panu and the Ramah both hold this way as well, that there's a concept of Mitla Tolei V'Koi, and it can be Mutter B'Mechika now, but it can still become Kodesh. And he says that the Chassam Sefer says this as well. And even though the Melech HaShemayim paskins like the Ginas Vradim against the Dvar Shmuel, he says the Melech HaShemayim is not correct. And you can have a look at the end of Sifkot and Tes, where he has other tainas on the Melech HaShamayim as well. Says the Keses in Sif Yud Gimel, Machof b'shem Elekecha, Gaga Rochav Yoiser Midai, if the Chof in the word Elekecha is too wide, Im Yuchal Limshech Esaregel Ad Sheyia Kiflaim Kegaga Shapridami, the simplest Eitz is just to extend the regel of the end of Chof, and in that way, it'll become kosher. V'im lav, yochel ligroid minagag, if he can't extend the regel of the chaf, because the line underneath it is there, and you have now a chaf that's too wide, it looks like a resh. So v'im lav, if you can't extend the regel, yochel ligroid minagag, so you can erase from the gag of the chaf, k'moshe kosavnu b'simin ches iftes. However, when you erase from the gag of the chaf, yizor shalei lahaskil es hagreda miktzei hagag, you shouldn't start erasing from the extreme left. Ela mimokem asamach leregel. You should start erasing from the right of the gag. Me'atam she'izbar mirtz Hashem lekamon besif yud zayin. Because when you're going to start erasing from the left, you're going to turn it into a chaf al yedei chak teiches at some point. Whereas if you start erasing from the right, you will avoid that problem.